Today is the birthday of a very famous person. Any idea who it is? I hear a lot of murmurs. It is Grant Bernthal's birthday, so I guess you can give him a happy birthday when you see him. Someone even more famous than Grant. Who could it be? It's John Cena's birthday as well, but the one I'm looking for is it is William Shakespeare's birthday. Yeah, you should know that. So Shakespeare would be about, he'd be 462 years old today. Last year, 2025, was also the 250th anniversary of another famous author's birth. That would be Jane Austen. It's pretty amazing that over 450 years later, people still talk about, think about, even memorize Shakespeare's writing, or that 250 years later, people still read the novels of Jane Austen. It seems that it takes great accomplishments to be remembered. Now think a moment about your life. Who will remember you after your death? How will you be remembered? Do you expect that people 500 or even 250 or 100 years from now will be studying your writings, viewing your paintings, or listening to your music? Probably not. I assume, though, that most of us feel that our family and friends will remember us after we're gone. And I'm sure we hope that they will remember us fondly. Maybe not for our great accomplishments, but perhaps for our kindness, our love, our friendship, our understanding. However, unless Judgment Day comes shortly after our own death, these people that directly know us eventually will die too. And the memory of our lives, our imprint on this earth, will probably be wiped away and forgotten by most. But that's okay. Because what is really important is that God remembers us. I was reminded of this by a recent devotion from teacher Nathan Wales, which was based on the text that we are looking at today, Luke 23, verses 42 through 43. Then he, that is the criminal on the cross, said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise." Our theme then today is, Lord, remember us. As we know from the Passion history that we recently read through in Lent, Christ was crucified next to two other criminals. One of the criminals joined in mocking Jesus, saying, "If you are Christ, save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And indeed, justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." The one criminal clearly repented and was brought to faith, testifying that he believed Jesus was able to bring him into his kingdom, into heaven after death. It's indeed a powerful and wonderful testimony of the Holy Spirit that this criminal, while facing the ultimate punishment for his crime, was able to ask Jesus to remember him. Think back to a time that you were caught and justly punished for doing something wrong. It may have been your parents or your teacher that had to punish you, and maybe it was in public. How humiliating and embarrassing is that? Just think, though, this criminal had not just broken a school rule or talked back to his parents. He had broken a law. He had done something so bad that death was the punishment. Our sins, though, are just as bad. When we think about our sins that we have committed just yesterday or even today, not even all the ways we have failed to live up to God's law throughout our lives, looking at our sins, it's shameful. It's hard to think about facing Jesus and asking him face to face to remember us. We're so ashamed I just want to be forgotten. When I think back, for example, to the ways that I myself have denied Christ in my life, I think of Christ looking at Peter just after Peter denied him. How could Peter even face Jesus after those denials? How can we face Jesus after the way we act and speak denies the faith we have? Yet Christ is exactly where we need to look, and we see the reason in Christ's reaction to the criminal, his love and forgiveness. He assures this broken sinner with the promises of eternal life. When we ask Jesus to remember us, then, we are asking him not to remember our many sins, but to remember us according to his mercy and his love. As we read in Psalm 25:7, "Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord." I think many of us can think of many rash, unkind, or intemperate things we did as young people. We surely wouldn't want those sins frozen in time or displayed for everyone to see, much less for the holy God to see. But of course, he does see these, and of course, we continue in those sins or find different sins. What a wonderful relief it is, though, that because of Jesus' suffering and death, when God looks at us, he only sees the blood of Christ, which wipes out all of our sins. We read in Isaiah 43, verse 25, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Or Jeremiah 31:34, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. God, of course, knows our sins, but because of Christ's sacrifice for us, he chooses not to count them against us. We then can rejoice knowing that even though we remember our sins and are tempted to be haunted by them, they are not remembered by God. How do we want to be remembered? Even with the great accomplishments, people aren't always remembered correctly. I mentioned at the beginning, it's Shakespeare's birthday, or that it's celebrated today. However, we actually don't even know the day he was born. He was baptized on April 26th, and at that time, children were typically baptized 3 days after birth. Also, he died on April 23rd, so it's a nice, convenient date to have for his birthday. But it's made up. Also, people still debate if he wrote all the plays attributed to him. Even the greatest earthly reputation fades or can become tarnished. Let us be glad then that we can live in confidence that Jesus remembers us according to our mercy, according to his mercy, and not according to our sins. We'll close with hymn 724, and we'll sing this twice. Hymn 724, sing it two times. Thank you.